Oh, yes. He's 3 years younger than me.
Uh-huh.
He's 13.
Uh-huh. Was he adopted from Dallas, too?
Mm-hmm. He was from a Hope Cottage, I think.
Uh-huh.
That's where it was. I don't really know much about it. You'd think I would, but I really haven't found out much about that.
And you said that you were going to major in math?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? When you get out of college, what do you want to do?
I want to be a math teacher. So I plan on going through college 4 years, but I just hope that I can make it.
Yeah.
You know.
You'll have to live in the dorm, I guess, if you go to Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we'll get to come home, like, for Christmas and the summer, and Thanksgiving maybe. We don't get to come home that much because some kids do, but we can't have our cars up there.
Mm.
And, you know, really, Kentucky, you can walk just about any place you want to. In Winchester, that's where, you know, in Winchester, Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
So you can walk just about any place you want to. It's not very far. But the plane, you know, to get back, you have to ride a plane. And it's kind of hard because a girl up, our preacher's daughter, she goes to SEC. And she'd be scheduled to come in at a certain time, and she'd arrive maybe 6 hours later or something like mm-hmm. that. And her parents would have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go pick her up. So I probably won't be coming home much.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think? What do you think dorm life will be like?
Well, I don't know. I kind of look forward, you know, to meeting other people, and that's a good way to get acquainted with other girls, you know. But as far as studying and all that, you know, people say, well, it's a lot of hard work and all this. Well, I'm just getting myself prepared for a lot of studying. I don't do much of it now, but I guess I will be.
You may have to. Okay. If you had a choice, I mean, like, if you could be an only child, would you rather be an only child, or would you rather have a brother and sisters or whatever?
Well, at times, I wish, you know, that I didn't have any brothers, you know. I mean, I only have one. That's the only, you know. And I've wished, you know, I mean, because they can get on your nerves sometimes, you know. You're trying to have company or something, and they just keep wanting to come in and just kind of sit in and listen, which they don't. They end up talking anyway. And but then there's times, you know, like a lot of times my brother will be gone, and there won't be anything to do here, you know. Usually we fight, I mean, you know, just play fight and all this and go places together. But without him, you know, if he wasn't here, I guess I'd really want him because it's so boring and dull.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do.
Yeah.
And so
I guess you got somebody to fight with. Let's see. It doesn't sound like you have a whole lot of spare time, but when you have spare time, what do you do? What are your hobbies?
Well, I love to swim. We have a swimming pool in our backyard, and I go out there to swim, you know, for exercise. I love to play volleyball, and when I get a chance to, I play, you know. And I like to play the piano a lot. Usually, when I have time, I either get the guitar and play it or play the piano, one or the other. There's really not much I have time for anymore. I used to, but anymore I really don't.
What do you think about women's lib?
I think that the woman has a place, you know, in everything. But, like, for doing, she was made to be feminine, you know, and I think that that's what she should stay as far as, you know, doing some of the men's work, you know. I don't think that a woman should participate in that, you know, if it's really manly. There's some well, that's a good question. I was talking about that the other day, and now I can't remember what it was. You know, I had it for an example.